This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What the hell's going on out here?
Luke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
Anyone ever tell you look like a penis with a little hat on?
You're out of here!
Oh, no,
right
no,
now,
no,
Jimmy, I heard
you misunderstood
that!
Why? What do you mean, why? We're in the championship, aren't we? Well, that's what you wanted, wasn't it? Now, just behave yourselves and act like men.
I'm not much for giving inspirational addresses. The local press seems to think we'd save everyone a lot of time and trouble if we just went out and shot ourselves.
You play ball like a girl!
I think you're a loser.
I'm a bum!
No losers here. Welcome into the Monday morning edition of the Bleacher Bums. I'm a third of your team, Jimbo. Let me welcome in Jono.
What's up, folks? What's up?
And our newest member to the staff and getting so many nice comments from all you guys out there. You guys love him. Let's welcome in Fish.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. Love your takes.
Hey, before we go, let's give the plugs out, and then I can't wait for that whole Twitter thing about Griffey Jr. and Edmonds.
People were not happy about that, so we're going to have to cover that. It's a good call.
He got ripped.
Yeah, Edmonds. It wasn't even close. Yeah, so, hey, before we do that, if you want to get caught up on it a little bit, make sure you go to BleacherBumsPodcast.com. That's our website. You guys could, if you haven't heard that episode, you can kind of get caught up on it and see what all the hubbub's about there. We made a nice comparison, we felt, and obviously you, the listener, thought we were crazy, so that's we'll deal with that. That's fun. At Bums Podcast is our Twitter handle. That's a great way for us to communicate. You know, a lot of you guys were firing back at us over the weekend with it's not even close. So we do know you guys are paying attention and engaging with us, and that's fine. That's what it's for, right? It's just supposed to be just conversation between fans. Facebook as well, same thing there. Facebook.com/BleacherBumsPodcast, and of course the emails info@BleacherBumsPodcast.com. You know, remember the best way, especially with us doing two shows a week, just subscribe to the show. It is free. You guys will always get notifications in whenever we put out the show, especially with the playoffs coming. If we do some special editions, you'll get them. You'll be aware of what's going on. It's very easy to do. Just go to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, or any major podcast outlet, and just click the subscribe button. And then you also have the opportunity to leave us a rating and review.
First off, don't bring we into this.
What
it
do
was
mean,
you
we?
Two. And next thing, folks, reminder, we got some great shows. You know, we got some great shows on this lineupmedia.fm. And one that you guys got, what is that called? That's called Two Birds on a Bat. I think that's a great show. Whatever you guys are looking for, lineupmedia.fm, we've got some great shows, over 40, 50 shows now.
Yep.
And when you're done with this and you're still on the road, you could definitely tune us in on this great podcast network, lineupmedia.fm.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it. Like I said, you know, Bleacher Bums, obviously we've been experiencing a large amount of growth. Two Birds on a Bat was a big success, and that's really due to you guys and however it is you guys are communicating out there with the way you share it, whether it be, you know, the shares you do through Twitter or Facebook. But whatever you're doing, we really do appreciate it, and if you'll keep it up, we'd be greatly indebted to you.
And it doesn't end there, Jimbo, because you know what? They could show us a little love back as well.
I love love.
We have Amazon, and they could go to our site. What's our site again?
BleacherBumsPodcast.com.
And once they go to BleacherBumsPodcast.com, they can check out Amazon on your right-hand side. If you're using your phone, folks, on your cell, you got to scroll all the way down. But if you're on your laptop or your computer home, you know what? It's on your right-hand side. Click on Amazon, because we know a lot of you shop on Amazon. Why not go to our site first and show us a little bit love? And you know what? We get a little credit back.
That's right, and I love love. One of my favorite...
The fans didn't really have love for you this weekend.
No, but as Jackie Moon says in Semi-Pro, everybody love everybody. It's one of my favorite quotes in movie cinematic history.
Matter of fact...
We didn't get any love on that, and you know what?
If you all want to buy something Ken Griffey Jr. on our site, just throw it back at these two for you, Fish. You, the best, that's the best defensive player I ever seen out in the outfield. And you wouldn't want Ken Griffey Jr. in a foxhole. Both you guys were just exposed to all our fans out there. They ripped you two to shreds.
We're going to have to wind this tape back because I'm telling you right now.
You did say that.
I said Edmonds was better defensively.
Yeah, that's all you had to say.
I never said he was a better player than King Griffey Jr.
No, you said he was a better defensive player. You did say that.
Because I didn't believe that then. I don't believe it now.
Right.
Matter of fact, if you next, we'll have it for the Thursday show.
What I did say was, and I'll stand by this. What I did say, and I'll stand by this. After Griffey was traded to the Reds and Edmonds was traded to the Cardinals, it's not even close.
Not according to our.
Well, I don't care.
Not according to the fans out there.
Well, they're entitled to their opinion.
They still went after you two. God bless. I still got an army out there that loves me.
An army.
Ken Griffey Jr. In the foxhole. That was the whole thing.
What?
That was the whole thing. No, don't be starting their Reds this or this December of 92 this or whatever.
This
I don't want to hear all that.
This isn't a Reds thing.
This is all about the kid, you know, and you're making it out to be, well, now you're dissecting it because of the Reds.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Just a couple questions.
Oh,
okay, all right.
A couple of questions. Go ahead. How many times, okay, let's see. The whole premise on this was who do you want in your foxhole, and that was Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, my God. Now you're changing
shit. Nine seasons with the Reds, right?
You never brought up the Reds. You brought up the whole thing about Ken Griffey Jr. versus, your Edmonds.
And what I said was is that it wasn't, for 10 years, I said that Edmonds, after he was traded, to the Cardinals. Right.
You're like that guy in that movie The Jerk where he steps up, I'm losing all the gifts here, and he says, well, now if you give them from this area to this area, it's
between
only
between the Chiclets and the pencil eraser.
Exactly.
No, what I said was is that when those trades were made, they were similar in time, and everybody thought that Griffey going to the Reds was going to be the changing in that area. And when we got Edmonds, everybody was like, well, I don't know, California, you know, there's a reason they're trading him, blah, blah. So I have a question. How many times in his nine seasons with the Reds did he hit over 300? I'll give you an over and under. How many?
Doesn't matter.
I'm just asking you a question. How many times did he hit over 300?
I really don't want to get into it.
In Cincinnati,
yeah.
How many times did he hit over 300?
Probably three.
Fish, how many times do you think he hit over 300?
Zero.
Once.
Okay.
One time.
Yeah, the guy was hurt.
Well, but that plays into it.
But still, everyone would rather take him, and that goes to show how clean the guy was because he didn't take anything to enhance himself getting back out on the field and so forth. This guy was a contender.
Jono, you don't think me and Jimmy are hurting today with the beating we took from our listeners? We're hurting too, right. and I had to bring it up.
And did you hear him, Fish? I know he's on your side on this one. But did you hear him? He said he kept using the we. No, well, you could have said you and us. You know, you guys. You guys were against me here on this one. So anyway, it's over. You know what the fans had their say, and
hey,
I was right again.
I'm gonna tell you another thing. When he was there for all those years, especially playing. He only hit.
Oh, we can move on now, Jim.
He had 40 home runs his first year there, and then he only hit 32 more times. The rest of the times, he didn't do much.
Okay. All right, listen. Great point.
Well, you can ignore facts all you want.
People love the kid.
Then that's fine. I do too.
No, you don't. You got Edmonds.
Yes, I do.
You got
He's
Edmonds.
One of my favorite players.
I'm saying, I know Edmonds not going to be on the show here, but you know what? Who cares? I like the kid. I always thought the kid was the best outfielder that I ever seen.
He was obviously very good. I don't know that anybody's arguing that, are we?
Yeah, you guys did argue. I'm gonna have to stay after the show here and get our guy to start bringing back artifacts from the last show.
I am too, because I'm telling you, all I said was Edmonds was better defensively.
We'll have it Thursday.
Well, here.
We'll have it Thursday, big guy.
All right, how about this? I haven't checked this yet. Yeah. All right. How many times do you think Edmonds hit 300 for the Cardinals?
I don't care. It's over. Yeah, you're not going to sell anything. You're not going to sell anything.
How about
anymore.
This?
The fans spoke. They agreed with me, and over 90% picked Griffey Jr.
I'll ask you another question. In that time frame when Griffey was in Cincinnati and Edmonds was in St. Louis, who do you think hit more home runs?
It doesn't matter.
Well, what do we mean?
Everyone still loves the kid.
I love a lot because
the guy was hurt. If he took on a vintage Griffey Jr., there's nothing he could have done to stop that guy.
Mark McGwire might have hit 1,000 home runs if he could have stayed healthy.
Well,
I mean,
he did.
If my aunt had balls,
juice in the ass, juice in the foot, juice in the arm, whatever. He got it. He was healthy.
If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. I mean,
really, you had one like that.
Well, huh? I'm just saying, you got a lot of ifs going on over there.
That's a Jenner, isn't it?
I was going to say, is Caitlyn an uncle or an aunt now?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, I don't know.
Is she a she or a he?
She's a he. She.
All right.
Oh, is that right?
You can use any bathroom you want.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Well,
you don't want to touch that.
I've done lost one argument this morning. I'm not about to lose.
Well,
another
you ain't
one.
Losing this one because I'm telling you, they both switched teams in 2000.
All right, whatever.
And after
whatever,
it's not even close.
If you're wanting to take it on the Twitter again or whatever, they'll jump on you again.
Hey, the listeners are more important than the stats, but
exactly.
I will say this, John. I got to say this.
That. I just don't understand.
I think we need to define the argument here because you're acting like stats don't matter at all. And if he hit for a higher average,
I'm just saying
runs,
there were times when the guy
matter.
Was hurt, but still you would want Griffey Jr. up on the plate batting instead of your Edmonds. I'll tell you that. I don't care about 300. I want that guy up there that I know can get the job done.
I mean, this guy had 8 gold gloves, for Christ's sakes. I mean, you act like he's a scrub.
Have the listeners tune back in on that one because I'd be interested to see if anyone agrees with this.
8 gold gloves.
He had 8 gold gloves.
Yeah, I like to really see that.
It's right
come
here
out,
if you want to see
out
it.
Your ass on that one. Well,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
had to
six,
be when
seven,
Griffey
eight.
Was in the hospital. Well, had to be. There's no way he could take him on healthy.
Well, let's see. He got 2 of them when he was with Anaheim in the American League.
Yeah, well, you know, Anaheim.
What's that? I mean,
Edmonds was better defensively.
No,
there's
he wasn't.
No doubt about
there's
it.
There's no goddamn way. You guys are goddamn insane. There's no way.
Listen,
there's no
I'd
way.
Take either one of them. That's a fact.
There's no
John,
way.
John, have you taken
them? Yeah, I've taken my pills or whatever. So has all these goddamn people out here. 90% of them said, you guys need the goddamn pills. You guys are insane.
Well,
they might have misunderstood us in the fact that they were
no,
talking about all
it was,
around.
It was written in there what to vote for, and they
we'll
definitely
see about
picked.
That. We're going to, you know what? Here's how I replied.
It's not like I gave a personal message. It was written out there.
That's right.
And they took Griffey Jr. on a landslide.
And here's how I replied to him. I think you'd be surprised if you looked at the numbers.
And I hope you didn't say it was from me, too.
You know what?
I hope you used your name.
Okay, Colin Kaepernick. You're either with us or you're against us. Are you in or out?
Don't be bringing that up.
Are you with us or without?
Yeah, exactly. I'm the masses. You're the one that's standing out alone with you and Edmonds. Doing some sort
of... Hey, this is a we thing. Get on board or get off.
No, it is. It's a we.
You're a bum.
And the masses are on us, on my group.
Well,
I think you guys are the minority here.
I think the Willie McGee-Edmonds comparison was a much better comparison.
Yeah, I would definitely
say
that.
Where do our Twitter guys stand on that one?
I would think that's more in the lines of those two, yeah.
Well, that'll be good for... You know, here's the thing on that, okay? Here's the thing on that. I understand, and Griffey dominated when he first came in the league, for sure, and he was a great player all the way throughout his career. Fish and I's point was, when this guy got to St. Louis and Griffey went to Cincinnati at the same time, the Cardinals made out way better than the Reds
did. You did not even subtitle all that on the Twitter.
We talked about it in the show.
You guys put down there, who would you rather have? Ken Griffey Jr. or Jim Edmonds?
You only got 140 characters.
That was. Well, you think I used 100 characters there? I used 50.
Well, I think at the time, John, what Jimmy's talking about at the time, I think everyone would have said we'd rather have Ken Griffey Jr. But in retrospect, looking over the last 9 or 10 years, you may have to change that point of view or point of thinking. Because it may be that Edmonds did out-homer him, out-average him, was better defensively, and in the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years of the career, he was
Jr.
better.
Len Jr. was healthy. I would take him any day, is all I'm saying.
There's so many players you could say that about, though, if they were healthy.
Yeah, but you can't bring up a McGwire into this spectrum either. I mean,
why
Jesus Christ. Okay, just bend the guy over and give him what he's taking every time to get back out there and hit a home run. Griffey didn't do any of that.
Well... As far as you know.
Oh, not no, okay, open up another one. They already want to lynch you.
Hang on, let me say this, all right? And this is where you're off, and this is a fact.
This is a fact.
I can troll.
Everything else.
I can bring in about 15 people that will tell you that Ken Griffey Jr. was one of my favorite players ever when I was younger.
Okay.
Ever. I had his baseball card in my college baseball hat. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right. One of my favorite players.
But
that wasn't my point.
Now you're going somewhere else, too.
No, my point is... When St. Louis got Edmonds and Griffey went to Cincinnati, not only was he better, he was far better.
Okay.
Edmonds was.
All right. Well, that's opinion. That's opinion. Because I know when Griffey got up to the plate in Cincinnati, people stood up. They knew something was coming.
John, I'll get up off the floor.
There's a few. There's quite a few years there wasn't anything coming.
Well, I'm just saying when he was healthy, the man did his job, and so the people agree with me as well. You guys want to move on? We move on. Well, We can talk about this for a whole 30, 40 minutes.
You know, at the end of the day,
and that day you were wrong, they were right, and I was part of them. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something, pal.
Well,
I'll take Edmonds right now.
All right, yeah, go ahead. Take Edmonds now.
Take him. He's a Cardinal.
Yeah,
and he was great.
God bless him.
And he came through.
Cardinal Nation.
That's right.
What a loyal people. They're down 4-0 to my Reds. 40,000 of them clear out of there. You wouldn't have that in Boston. You wouldn't have that in New York. You wouldn't have that in Chicago. All of you big Cardinal Nation people cleared out of the stadium. Ninth inning, the Cardinals come back to win 5-4.
That happens everywhere.
That happens, huh? Yes, that doesn't happen if you're the baseball town like you make yourself out
to
be.
That happens everywhere.
They ran out of Kool-Aid, man. Yeah. Otherwise, we'd have stuck around. I was there and left a little early. They didn't have no more Kool-Aid.
You were there that night?
They were out of Kool-Aid.
Oh.
Out of that Cardinal Kool-Aid. Hey, you know who needed some Kool-Aid were the Detroit Tigers. Did you see that? How can an umpire be that bad?
I don't know. I you know what? I was out that day. You got to fill me in a
little. They're taking a beating right now because Bryce Harper is basically saying that it's terrible, that the umpiring is really bad. All you got to do is watch an at-bat from Matt Carpenter. The guy gets screwed every at-bat. He leads the league in pitches that are called strikes and aren't strikes, okay? So Harper's all over these guys. And then four guys get booted in Detroit. How do four guys get booted? How can an these guys are supposed to be the best of the best. How are they getting lazy because of replay? That's what I'm asking. Are we getting lazy?
Harper got booted the other night also.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Arguing with Mike Winters through his helmet.
Yeah, and he just said the guy was just bad back there. I mean, I got to be honest and say that the strike zone to me – you know, they're talking about changing the strike zone. In my opinion, just call a strike, and we won't have any problems.
Yeah, but they've never done that. They did here a few years ago, supposed to be calling the high strike up around the letters.
Right.
Made a big deal of it, and they still haven't done it. They didn't do it then. You got to define what's supposed to be the strike zone today before you can make the call. Because this umpiring hasn't changed that greatly in the last 10 years. Come on.
Well, no, I'd agree with you. But my point is that Major League Baseball is talking about changing the strike zone because they want more offense in baseball. My contention is if they just called a strike, we'd have more offense. That's what I'm saying. They're calling way too many pitches that are off the plate, down in the zone. I mean, I see it all the time.
Well, come on now. I mean, if we're going to go this route, how many times did the Atlanta pitchers back in the 90s get all the calls too? You know, those guys were tainting the corners, and they were getting every call.
So you think they're calling more pitches strikes that aren't?
I don't know if I don't know what the ratio would be.
I think that's what he's saying.
I've watched more games this year because I got involved in a fantasy baseball deal, games other than Cardinal games, than I've ever watched in my life.
They seem to be very liberal with that outside.
Well, and I will say this: I told John all this at the very beginning. I thought, you know what? They're really trying to bring offense back in baseball because at the beginning of the year, I told him, I said, man, they're not giving these pitchers any leeway. And then all of a sudden, it went right back to the way it used to be. I don't know. You know what? I believe this. I think Major League Baseball sometimes when they have their meetings and stuff like this, I think they mandate to these guys, hey, you know, let's get that strike zone right where it should be, and these guys constantly do it. And then they just get in the flow of the game, I think, after a while, and they get back in their routines, and they just start giving these balls. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I'll never understand it.
Do you think that this instant replay has done something in their mentality behind the plate
as well? Well, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't think so behind the plate because you can't argue it.
I understand. No. I mean, just the whole graphics of it. Have they become a little lazier now, not giving a shit either? Before, a manager would run out there and just express himself. And maybe that made him feel like, okay, I got to be a little bit more. I think the guy back there now in the wearing the blue, he's not the same umpire as he used to be. I mean, I just see much more relaxed person back there now. Because what do you think? I mean, honest to God, is that a good question or what?
I guess it's a fair question, but I don't see it having changed much. It's been this.
They're much more comfortable.
John, they've had this argument for ever since I've been alive, I know, about the strike zone and getting pitches, not pitches. I feel like they call more pitches balls that are strikes.
Yeah, but
seems like to me,
if you got Weaver running out there,
yeah,
in your face, and he's letting you know what the hell just went down, and he's not a fan of it. Do you think now that that umpire behind home plate, he's now going to get much more intensely involved in the game than, okay, well, you know what, let's put a replay on that ball that was hit down the third base line.
Well, your point, and I can't remember when they changed the rule, but when they changed the rule to if you argue
balls and
the
strikes,
balls and strikes, yeah, you're automatically ejected, whether you be a hitter or a coach, I think that has that may have protected the umpire a little. Because he knows someone's not going to come flying out there to argue a ball strike with him like they could 30 years ago.
Let's make it clear, too. I don't want you to protect the umpire. Because right now, you're seeing these guys, they got a credit card. They got a gold credit card now. If a ball player or a manager says anything now, it's ejection. It can't be that easy, man. You can't just throw a guy out if he's asking where the hell that pitch was. And to what Jimbo's saying, I am seeing a lot of outside pitches that are balls that they're calling strikes, and that's crazy. In Carcion, they did that last week, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Well, there's a way to go about that. Like, the catcher's continually talking to the umpires about balls and strikes, but he's not turning around doing it.
Right.
He's not making it where everybody in the stand sees it. So there's a way to go about that, and if you're not going about it right, the rules are the rules.
Well, and I think, does that come back to what they've always said? If you, you know, there's a way to handle it if you don't show him up.
Well, right? Exactly.
Well, and J.D. Martinez.
You're not above the game, though.
Well, I understand that, but J.D. Martinez, and that's where I was going with this, J.D. Martinez has never been ejected in his life, and he says, and you know, a guy with a clean, like, we're always going to believe a guy with a clean record, right? I mean, we got no reason not to believe him. He says all he said to the guy was, you're having a bad day. I mean,
well, does that require? Yeah, I agree with Jimbo here. That's crazy. I mean, the way these umps are now, it's like I don't put up with any shit. And I'm seeing umpires get in the face of the players now too.
Well, they're human.
We can't never lose sight of the fact that these people paid all this money to come see the players.
Well, that's,
and you've always heard that about refereeing, umpiring, what it may be, that the best ones go unnoticed.
That's right.
Yeah. So when you're making yourself part of the game that people see on ESPN at night, it's not about you. It's about the players, and it's always been about the players.
But I totally agree.
But I would bet, I mean, I would be shocked, like when we had the opportunity to, that Bruce Fleming, this would have been a great question for him, but, you know, he was one that would have told you. I mean, you caught his act, right? I mean, this guy didn't take shit from nobody. I guarantee you that when you come up through those ranks.
But he was fair.
I didn't say fair. That's
and
not
the,
my point.
The players and the managers knew that too.
So you're saying they're not fair now?
I don't think they can talk the way our guy was. I mean, he talked to the player, too. He's like, hey, you know what? You're out of line. Next time you do this, I'm going to have to throw you out.
Well,
I mean,
this isn't grade
that's
school.
The kind of guy. That, well, that's the rules. Kind of guy he was. I mean, he made friends out there.
Okay,
and I think that's, you know, that's where how the umpire should be. Not above the players, not above the game. I mean, two weeks ago, I seen an umpire throw a fan out.
Yeah, I like that. So if somebody said
I don't
something
care what you call
that the umpire didn't
you're
like,
an umpire.
He
you're
should put him in timeout for a couple minutes and then let him come back.
No, you're an umpire.
He's
you're
a grown man.
You're supposed to take that. You're making good money too. All right, you're supposed to take a heat from the stands. I mean, that's part of baseball.
You know what they got to do in that fan deal, Jono? Is they got to have, you know, they got this new section now for people that have allergies to peanuts.
Yeah,
they got to have that for obnoxious, unruly fans. I'm serious. Because here's the thing. I love the fact that this guy can stand up there, yell, scream, cuss, and act like a fool. He paid his money. He's drinking her beverage. Ed is awesome. But
premium price.
There are people bringing their children to these games. So you got to have a section, man. I don't want some loudmouth slobbering drunk like some guys in this room hanging over my kids yelling and slobbering and cussing and screaming.
And I tell you what, I did that when Price left Cingrani in a little too long in that we got a 4-0 lead in ninth inning. How much are you going to let this guy get abused? And I flew over to the dugout. I go, Price, what the hell are you thinking? Get the guy out of there.
Did he hear you?
Oh, he just looked, and he's like, I don't give a shit what you say. I'm getting paid today. I don't give a shit.
Doesn't he know who you are?
Yeah, he doesn't.
I don't think he does. I think he messed that up. But
in any case, these umpires, I think that they got, like I've always heard, back to what you said, the best referee in boxing is the one that you don't see.
Well, and I think what we're kind of asking, and you brought up a great point, I believe, is that are they a little more lax and don't feel like they owe any explanation to anybody on balls and strikes, because as to Fish's point, and I'm not sure when it was either, but when they said, if you argue balls and strikes, you're out. We're not even going to have this conversation. You're out, right? So I don't know when
how much of a gravy game are you getting now?
But here's what I think's interesting. Because on the flip side, now that we have replay in baseball, I'm very impressed with how often the base guys are right. Now, obviously, whenever they blow one, it's a big deal because – but, man, I'm telling you, we're reviewing 20 plays a game. 20 plays a game. And I'm not talking about official review, but we're looking at it every time in the dugout. And then to the naked eye all the time, these are bangers and all this kind of stuff. These guys get it right, especially on some of them tight plays around the bases. It's amazing how – there was a play in the Cardinal game yesterday that I thought he blew, and when they showed it, when they slowed it down, he got it dead right.
I hate when that happens. Hey, listen here. These guys' umpires are a lot better than they are in any other major sport. You know, basketball, them officials are lucky if they get it right 50% of the time. And then it even changes in the last 2 minutes of a game.
Right. They change how they've umped.
They call it different. Now, in baseball, they don't do that. If it's a ninth inning with your 4-0 lead and all that, they don't tighten a strike zone or maybe on a no-hitter or something.
You know what?
They do a little bit.
But I just thought of this.
What's that?
How great would it be if you challenge – forget about you lost the challenge, everything moves on. You get one out, taken off. I mean, if you're the offensive team and you challenge, you get another out put on, whatever it is.
I don't think they'll ever do something, but I understand what you're saying.
There's got to be more repercussions than just that all the time.
That way
we won't see all these challenges like Jim's talking about, and he's definitely right. Every time you're seeing him looking at the assistant, call him. Call him right now. I'll have my shortstop walk out to the pitcher's mound, talk to him for about 2 minutes, and then we'll find out what the hell
went
down.
Well, you've only got 30 seconds, right?
Oh,
it's 30 seconds, I'm pretty sure.
Not if you get some guy to walk out there or the catcher walks out there.
No, it's still only 30 seconds. You can't do a pitching change and
these
come back
30 seconds look a lot longer than 30 seconds.
I know,
seconds.
Of course it does.
You're counting what I think. I'm always wondering, what in the hell is going on when the home plate umpire has to go over there with the umpire that made the call? So there's always two guys over there, like they're guarding
Fort
Knox.
The crew chief always has to go.
Right.
The crew chief has to go.
And then... okay, well, I was thinking it was the home plate umpire because I always see him there.
The home plate umpire is the crew chief.
No, not always. No, they rotate.
I always thought that he's the one that makes the final.
The crew chief, I think it's always the crew chief and the guy that was involved in the call go over. That's what I thought. Now, I could be completely wrong.
Okay, so we'll get a clarification on that later. But here's the other thing then. Are they calling like family and friends, or because they're over there? It seems like for 3 or 4 minutes. Now, Major League Baseball has been successful in speeding up the game, which I'm not sure that they had to do that, but they really want to do it, and they've done it. They've been successful in speeding it up a little bit. If you look at the times, having said that, this instant replay, my God, I'm sitting there and go to the bathroom, get some chips, get another beer, whatever the case may be.
Right,
make the call. Let's go.
Well, and they discuss this sometimes on the air, and I think what they're saying is that. Sometimes, and you don't know this, you're calling in and the guy's looking at another play, right? So, which Major League Baseball's got billions of dollars. You're going to tell me we can't. So the argument is, why
so there's one fat guy sitting around there making the calls for every Major League game
or maybe
going
it's
on?
I don't know. That's what they said. I'm just telling you what they said. So, but the point is this, and this is where I believe this. So I get it when we see something. Now, it's the ones that are clearly one way or the other. But I do get this part, too. I believe this. If you're going to challenge, they're going to check it out over and over and over again, because you would have to believe with the benefit of replay, you better get it right. The last thing they need is to challenge something, and a guy look at it on the first one and go, oh, well, he was out. And then they say, well, he's out. He looked out. And then some clown come back, because this is the day and age we live in, with another angle that says, no, he wasn't. You should have took the time to check all the angles. He was not out.
Yeah, but that's going to happen anyway, Jimmy, because there's times even after instant replay, whether it be football, which we see this a lot, or baseball, you still can't tell.
Well,
that's how good these guys are,
well,
but you still can't
tell. That's
right,
and that's when you get the whole, if there's not enough evidence to overturn the call, you go with whatever the guy said on the field.
Well, you've given the teams 30 seconds.
It's supposed to, I only know that because there was an issue during a Cardinal
game. All right, you're right. There's a time limit is what you're saying. Well, then there should be a time limit to the umpires. If they can't get
I don't think there is.
There is. They get,
I haven't seen it.
You get 30 seconds to throw the phantom red flag, and you get an hour and a half for the umpires on the other end to come up with their call.
They should have 30 to 30 seconds or 1 minute to make the call, too. If they can't, it goes to original play, original call out on the field.
Well, how about that?
Well, and here's the thing. And this is what
if they have to dissect it that long, then there's got to be some sort of thinking that it could go that way too. So yeah, let it go.
Jono, according to Jimmy, that's not the problem. The problem is they're waiting in line maybe three calls deep, saying we got the Mets game over here, we got the Cub game over here, we got the California. Come on.
So here's what I want to do with it, and I think this is the best way to do it. I've said this once. I'm gonna say it 1,000 times. I don't think you should ever be able to call anybody and have them look on a replay and then tell you if you need to go challenge. I think it's this simple. If you think that umpire blew that call, but with your naked eye in the dugout, okay, or if your guy that was involved in the play believes that strongly that he got it wrong because he was right there over a guy that was 5 feet away from the damn bag, then you get you're either challenging it right there or you're not.
That's tough to call. How do you do that? Are they going to look at the manager and go, you didn't look behind the desk, did you? To get the answer.
If you only give them 5 seconds, they ain't got time to call nobody.
Seems like to me the managers go by the players. You'll see the player look over there and say,
they will do that sometimes, yes. But typically, what you see is that guy with one step out of the dugout and he's turning around, he's looking at some guy, and he's back there on the horn calling his video guy.
And he'll go like,
what's
going
to come to this
go,
is
okay, challenge it.
It's going to be so. I think you give him a quick the bottom. Like I said, if the umpiring's that bad, which it's obviously not, okay, in the field for sure, it's not, okay. It's a fact. It's not.
I'm seeing a lot of bullshit plays happen this year. I'm seeing a lot of calls going down that they know is going to go to the video and they don't care.
Well, I would disagree.
I mean, I'm gonna disagree.
I think the umpires get it right, but what I don't like, and you do see it more in football and basketball, but still, I think it's appropriate in baseball here, is that when it changes the flow of the game.
Yes, and that's what it's doing.
It's aggravating. When you're sitting there thinking, hey, we got the guy on the ropes, this is going well, the Cardinals just got three hits, or the Cubs, whoever your home team favorite may be, and then all of a sudden we got the seemingly 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, which is a long time if you sit there and waited.
For sure.
And what's this do also? Gets the bullpen warmed up. He's got 5 more minutes to throw 20 more pitches.
It drags the game. It drags the game. It takes away the spontaneous excitement on great plays. Again, I want to go back to the way it was. If you make a great play on defense and it's a banger, you're out. If you hit a ball and you hustle down there and it's bobbled anything like that and it's a banger, you're safe. That's the way the game should be. These second basemen and shortstops, they don't want this replay at second base. They'll tell you, I want to get the hell out of there. This replay's not helping me. It's hurting me because these guys are coming into the bag hard now. And because if I try to neighborhood play, they're going to be safe. So they're not giving it to me now.
Well, they even changed those rules where you have to slide directly to the bag.
Right.
So it's changed the game some.
Dude, step on the bag. That's why you're second baseman. That's why you've been a shortstop. You've been going through it your whole – let's not pamper these guys any more than they are now.
It's been that way forever.
Hey, I wasn't a very good one, but I was a second baseman and shortstop. You ever turn a double play with someone bearing down on you?
No.
Yeah, it's the old phantom double play is fine. I think so also.
No, you're okay with that.
Because they're not missing it by that much.
Come on, man. That guy's sliding in the second, then he's going to say, well, I would have got there. Why has he got to slide the second, and your guy just goes over second?
Well, hey, listen, at the end of the day, you can always argue that, the rule's a rule. He wasn't touching base with the bag, so you're always going to win that rule because it's right. But some of these, quote-unquote, baseball and the way it's always been, unwritten rules, whatever you want to put, I think they're good for the game. I just think it's what created the excitement in the game. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think it's better, too. I think sometimes we start to fiddle with something that's already perfect, or I won't say perfect, but pretty good shape. You tend to mess it up some. Now, there has been things they've done, like we talked about the wild card and stuff, maybe on other shows also, but that I have enjoyed, that I think has enhanced the game for the viewer. But sometimes you just got to leave it alone.
I don't know. I just can't help but look at this thing and just try
to
figure out.
So what's your call on this ejection thing? So what was your point?
Well, my point is I just don't know how in a Major League Baseball game 4 guys get run all over balls and strikes. No. I mean, I
really think right now the umps have become a lot more lackadaisical. Everything goes to video now. What, you want to argue with me? I'm not going to put up. You're gone. I don't put up with that anymore.
Oh, I thought you were asking me if I wanted to argue with you, and I was about ready to jump on that.
He might argue with you.
No, but that's what these umpires' state of mind is now.
It may be subconscious. You may be right on that, we're going to have a replay either way. I don't know.
I really don't want to put up with your shit during the game. I don't want to, whatever. You don't like it, I'll throw you out.
I think the umpire's overall is pretty good.
Well, how about Fleming's story that day we were listening there about Whitey trying to get booted?
Was it Whitey?
It was Whitey. Was it Whitey?
I don't think it was Whitey.
Where was it? Where was it, Daryl Porter?
No,
one of the Cardinal players. One of the Cardinal players asked him if he could get ejected earlier so he could leave and go fishing.
Well, that would be Daryl Porter, Whitey.
No,
they were both big fishermen.
Matt, you know what I want to do? Wouldn't you love to do this? Let's get a hold of our buddy Darren and get the contact number. See if we can get Bruce Fleming on here. Would he not be a great to give us some real insight into what's really going on? Don't you want to know, though, when those guys take those masks off and look in that dugout and they start talking? Man, I tell you what, he had some unbelievable stories. Just unreal.
He's the best. He was
unreal.
The best, man.
Unreal stuff.
I'm telling you right now, that could have been I could have sat there, listened to it all night, and Coach Hendrickson for SLU, he pulled the plug on that. But I'm telling you right now, he would have been.
He was fantastic.
He would have been sitting up there all night, too.
Well, he's got so many good stories. I'm pretty certain he's probably got a book out there.
He should
buy and read.
Yeah, he's got to have a.
You know, how long did he umpire? 40 years? I mean, he's got to have stories out the kazoo.
Well, you would think.
He comes out and goes, "What the hell's a Billiken?"
Right? Yeah, that's the first thing he said. Yes.
Because I'm here tonight, you know, for this dinner. I said, well, okay, I'll do the slow. What do you guys called it? And they said Billiken. He goes, "What the hell is a goddamn Billiken?"
I think that's been asked by a lot of people.
I was going to say I can think of 1,000 people that probably asked that for sure. But no, he had some great stories and he had seen some amazing things. Obviously, I think when you umpire that long, you probably have had the fortunate situation to see some of the most unbelievable things that have probably happened in a game. And he worked a lot of big games too. You know, I mean. You know, here's another thing, too. A lot of people think these umpires don't know what they're doing. Majority of them played baseball and then realize
of them just go to umpire school.
No, so they're baseball lovers. I mean, Fleming was a semi-pro player. I mean,
I don't think you'll find those anymore. I think these
very
guys
few of them have reached high levels of baseball.
Not high
like
levels.
No, I think a lot of these guys,
baseball.
They go to umpire schooling. I mean, this is what they're bred into. I mean, this is what they love to do.
Yeah, I heard all the umpire schools are lackadaisical, Jono. Maybe that's why the umpires are not lackadaisical.
Well, maybe there's a video camera and saying, okay, now you guys relax. It goes to video. Just look like you know what you're saying. Look like you're talking about the game. I wish to God this video thing, there's got to be much more repercussion to it. I would love to add on a out or take it out away from a team.
Wow.
On a video call.
You know, here's the thing. You played
Whoever
ball.
Whoever brings it up.
You played ball, and so you know anybody that ever played or done something at that level has got pride in it.
Right.
There is a stat somewhere, and I don't remember where I've seen it, where they actually keep tabs on how many times each umpire has been challenged and how many times he was right on that challenge and wrong on that challenge. I can assure you that these umpires have enough ego, like the rest of us here, that they want to be right. So there's no lackadaisicalness thinking, well, either way, if I'm right or wrong, it'll show up in replay and
right.
Get it right. They want to be right.
No, you're right about that.
There's 40,000 people watching.
I'm talking about in general. Does it bring down the whole – I mean, is it like a lion that just brought down a zebra, kicking back under a tree and relaxing now after his hard work? I'm saying these umpires now just seem – a little bit more relaxed back there instead of some guy like our old Pittsburgh manager used to smoke in the dugout. What's his name?
Jimmy Leland.
I mean, he'd come out. He'd let you know exactly what the hell's going on. These guys are not active like they used to be because there's no need. So these umpires are now, this is my way. It's my way now. This is the way it's got to be done. All I'm calling is strikes and balls. And you know what? I'll call something out there. If you want to challenge, but do not raise your voice at me. I do not want your voice raised at me.
Well, you know,
don't raise your voice at me, Fish.
Wouldn't you think that that's
you're out? You're out,
man. I didn't.
You are my boss, so I guess
you're out. You're gone. You're out of the game.
You got the heave ho early there.
That's what I'm saying. That's how they're doing it.
Hey, look here, though. Don't you think that all of society's went that way with the social technology? I mean, the same thing. You see the cop situations, this situation, everything's on video.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to be careful.
No, you're right. You're right about that.
You would think it would make you better. Right? You would think you'd want to be better.
A lot sharper because now I don't have that much.
Well, I think it does. That was my point about the umpires. They got enough ego, which we all do. They want to be right, so they're trying to be good. They're not relying on this replay to get it right.
I agree with that. And like I said, because you have an immediate effect on the review. Well, now, as far as balls and strikes go, I wonder how that works. I wonder if at the end of the year, I would have to imagine baseball has a review process and tries to go back and evaluate their umpires. I would be curious to know.
Why are they calling that outside pitch all the time now?
Well, here's the thing,
in fairness to what Jimbo's saying earlier, I see the outside being called a lot more.
I will say this. I have seen this numerous times, and it just popped up again last night on my Facebook feed. But through some of the other stuff I do with kids, I get a lot of cool videos about training and stuff like that. Well, you know, the people that think it's so easy and everything, every now and again somebody will always put that video up of, you want to see what 98 looks like from the batter's box, and they always show that, like, somebody put a GoPro on an umpire's head, and he's looking at 98 coming in there, like three different pitches, guy throws a curveball and a couple of fastballs. And I got to tell you something. For anybody in this room, for sure anybody in this room, or anybody out there to think they could throw on a mask and a chest protector and go back there and call balls and strikes, they'd probably be embarrassed. Because I'm going to tell you, it's not that easy. I guarantee that. Now, I understand that these guys, this is what they do for a living.
Yeah, Jimbo, come on.
Okay, but my point is that it's happening so fast that I expect them not to get everyone right. But there are some days where it seems like these guys, to J.D. Martinez's point, and this is where I was going, that they have a bad day.
And Victor Martinez, too.
Well, Victor Martinez is a little bit more of a hothead than J.D. But J.D.
Well, I haven't seen Victor do anything wrong lately.
He's had some.
We all have bad days. Jonnell's having one today.
Yeah, he was.
It's because you two clowns. That's why I'm having a bad day.
Murphy, dead wrong.
You guys, what are you talking about? Don't start that.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was an interesting deal. I'll tell you what I want you guys to do for Friday's show. Because the bringer of rain, Josh Donaldson, had a big weekend and is back in the MVP.
Dude, playoff fantasy.
Yeah.
Playoff fantasy. Right. Can you believe that?
For sure. For sure. This guy's going
to... This may not be a big deal to you, but this is what we've been licking our chops for.
Yes, we have our fantasy league in here. Oh. Let me tell you. It's going to come down to the wire. And of course, I have the bringer of rain. And
dude, you were unbelievable.
Yeah, I dominated this weekend.
I checked that out.
It looked like Sherman marching through the South. But let me tell you something. So I want you guys to think about, when you guys come back on here Friday, I want to know who you guys got for MVP in National League, American League.
Hey, can we give a little shout-out to our New York little leaguers that beat Seoul?
Yeah, hey, how about that? First time since, is it 2011? First time in a few years they've won, right?
Now, those Asian players, they're awfully big kids, too.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, when I see them, they're usually pretty lengthy kids, and they look like they get stroked that ball pretty good.
So are we saying that they're like 18?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying for you guys out there, you guys make the judgment. But we did beat them.
Well, they did have video of two of them driving up in a car. So I don't know. But I know there's been kids drive cars that weren't 16 yet.
Yeah, I might have done it.
You know.
Fish might have done it.
Hey, well, I know
you did it.
What about Bad News Bears pitcher? He
drove all the way to
motorcycle.
Houston.
He rode a motorcycle out on the field.
Hey, he drove a van all the way to Houston.
Hey, that kid was cool, man.
Kelly Leak.
Oh, yeah.
Smoked and drank beer.
He's Kelly Leak. He's the best athlete in school. Hey, tell me something. Real quick.
Real
quick. Your favorite baseball movie. No hedging, John.
I'm saying Natural.
Fish.
Man, I hate to do this, Jimmy, because it really is going to tell a whole land, but I like Pride of the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know, I don't think any of the movies are good.
You don't like
good.
The Natural. That's the best baseball movie. I mean, that to me is beautiful.
He likes a movie about the Iron Horse. What's wrong with that?
The hell with the Iron Horse. This is,
the hell with the Iron Horse.
This is something beautiful. The lights shattering everywhere. Lightning. I tell you what, it was beautiful.
You know what? I will give you that was a pretty decent movie.
Well, I say it was. I got my hair to stand up now.
Most of them today's baseball movies, I think, are horrible. Like even Bull Durham. Field of Dreams had its moments, but I don't know.
Yeah, but
The Natural was pretty decent.
You a crier?
I like Ty Cobb too. That move with what's his name?
John Candy.
No, not John Candy.
Tom Goodman.
I'm not a crier, but if I were, do you think I'd admit that right now?
I don't.
In front of you guys and people listening,
I don't have a problem.
You may not, but I do.
And Goodman in Babe Ruth wasn't bad at all.
All right, yeah.
Well, I thought that was pretty
good, too. He tried to portray. Hey, honest to goodness, you don't cry at the end of Field of Dreams when he says, hey, Dad, you want to have a catch? Do you tear up or not? Be honest. Come on, Fish. Do you tear up or not?
No, I haven't.
You're kidding me.
No.
My dad never liked baseball. I mean,
do you, okay, when you watch Pride of the Yankees, do you tear up when he finds out he can't play no more?
No, but it was a great movie.
What do you tear up?
Yeah,
over?
What do you got to, come on.
What the hell's
when Rudy sacks a quarterback?
No.
What the hell? With Notre Dame. I'm not a Notre Dame fan.
When George Hackman in the locker room, when George Hackman says, I love you guys, with Hoosiers, do you tear up then?
No. I don't think any movie. Oh, you know what? Boy, I'd really be troubled.
You probably teared up in North Dallas.
If a movie would make me. I love that movie, by the way.
That was a great movie.
That was a great movie, but I didn't tear up. If a movie were to make me cry, I think it would actually be Love Story. Now I'm in trouble for saying that, I know.
Love Story. Which one's that?
What the hell is wrong with you? What's There's that? No baseball in that movie. Well, what's wrong?
You asked me if a movie made me cry or what made me cry.
God,
no, it's not a baseball movie, but he did play hockey for Harvard, I think.
Well,
you're supposed to say you teared up for Slapshot when they got to the championship game.
That's another
ambulance,
good movie.
When the ambulance kept going around, you parasite.
Turn on the lights and pass the
thing. Hey, I think them three guys are still making money off that. I see them every once in a while.
The Hanson brothers, for sure.
I want brain dead, but.
Well,
like Mighty Ducks, could you imagine? Seriously? Are you kidding?
That's not a movie.
My 10-year-old kids wouldn't watch it. They'd say this is garbage.
It was not good. And you know what's amazing about that? We're sitting here saying it was not good. We have a whole franchise in the NHL that came about because of that movie.
Major League wasn't a bad movie.
Well, I thought it was all right.
It was extremely
fictional.
Of course, but it was a nice movie to get ready for baseball season.
Fish didn't like Bull Durham. I thought Bull Durham was a great movie. That was a great movie. It's pretty realistic, really.
Couldn't get into it.
Pretty realistic, actually.
I like when they turn on the sprinklers to rain a game out to go get drunk. I like that. Because
it happens.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually based on it. There was a they based it all on this guy in the minors. It was that way. So, I mean, it had a lot of basis to it that was real. She's like her character. I mean, there's a gal that they, you know, it's all based on what's really going on.
I hope you get a lot of bases this week because I got you in that fantasy pool.
I'm here to fight.
I got you. You're a 12 seed.
Yep.
You're a 12 seed.
Yep.
And now you're going to come on and beat the what? 4 seed?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Oh, I picked them.
5 seed. Hey, it's going to happen. It's bigger than both of us. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, I want those picks from you guys on Friday if you can do that for me. I want you to take a look and tell me who your MVP to this point is in both leagues. Because I have a feeling all three of us, now let's do our best here. Well, let's not have this conversation with one another between now and Friday. I want you to do this completely without getting anybody else's opinion. My bet is that all three of us have a different player for a variety of reasons, and that's the way it should be.
I'll almost guarantee it because, first off, I'm scratching every Cub. Rizzo, Bryant, no chance.
That's not right. You know that's
not
right.
Well, you ask me.
I'm just saying you got to be fair about it, too.
I was going to give it to Joey Votto.
Oh, the hell with Votto. You know what? Hey, I traded him. I got rid of him. And now look what he's doing.
I can tell you right now who he's going to pick. I'm going to write it on a piece of paper, and I'm going to give it to producer Brian, and we're not going to look at it.
There's no question.
Don't even say it. I know who you're going to pick. All right. So you guys do that for me?
And, hey, folks, what about right now? We got a great series coming up. Jays
and O's?
Yeah.
Well, that's a big one, obviously.
Yeah.
That's a big week-time series.
Yeah, it's going to be a real good one to break down this Thursday as well.
Yeah.
And you know what? We counted out the Yanks all this time.
They're only
3.5 out, man. This is going to be a great showdown.
Well,
I love how everything's coming down.
Well, once again, I'm going to say it every time. Completely wrong about the wild card when it first came out. I mean, it has done nothing but enhance the experience for baseball fans all across the country as opposed to fans in about 3 or 4 cities.
Look at that stadium. Everyone's filled the stadium there in Cincinnati. They love Cincinnati baseball.
Hey,
all right, we got to wrap it up here.
What in the world could have been going on that they had that many people
there? We had a tractor pull at halftime.
It looks like that's when you guys were in the playoffs that one year.
Photoshop.
No, it's that one year they were in the playoffs.
The last time they were in the playoffs was like 1975.
Oh, bullshit. 1975.
It says,
we won in 1980, for love of God.
It says NLDS right
Not
there.
Not 1980.
On the field.
What am I saying?
90?
1990. 1980 was a pretty crappy year, too.
Well, Phillies won.
Is that the Phillies?
Yeah, I think they beat the Royals.
No, Washington. They're playing Washington there. Why are they all dressed in white? What the hell
gray.
Kind of picture
one's
do you
gray.
Find me?
One's gray, probably.
They can't wear it like that.
It's got, you know what?
Forget about it.
Hey,
forget
just,
about
hey,
it.
Hey, take a good look.
Yeah,
because it's going to be a while.
Yeah, I'm no
it's going to be a while.
Yeah, because our listeners can't even see that.
Okay, Nessman. All right, we are the Bleacher Bums. Don't forget, bleacherbumspodcast.com, at Bums Podcast on Twitter.
Hey, again, shop away on Amazon through our site.
No
can't
doubt
go wrong
about it.
With...
And if you want to catch this for sure, subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, any major podcast outlet. Click the subscribe button. It is free.
And Lineup Media. Great shows. Lineupmedia.fm. Hey, I even got a cowboy show that you guys can listen to. So stay tuned, guys.
All right. See you on Friday.
See ya.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.